Parshas Noach. Very exciting. So the pasuk begins, or the parsha begins. Ele todos Noach. These are the offspring of Noach. And then it should tell us Shem, Cham, and Yefet. But that doesn't happen until the next pasuk. It tells us Ele todos Noach. These are the offspring of Noach. Noach ish tzadik. Noach was a righteous man. Tamim haya b'dorosav es ha'elukim his halek Noach. Noach was a tzaddik, etc., etc. And Rashi's bothered. Why does it tell us these are the offspring of Noach and then tell us that he was a tzaddik? That should not be relevant to his offspring. And Rashi explains, Dover Acher, second explanation, She'ike todos seyem shel tzaddikim ma'isim tovim. The iker offspring, so to speak, of the tzaddikim are there ma'isim tovim. And perhaps what Rashi is trying to communicate to us is that our children is a bracha and a matana for Hashem. We work hard, hopefully, to raise them properly, but they are a gift that has been given to us from Hashem. And the truth is that everything that we have is given to us from Hashem. Hakol bidei shamayim. Everything is from Hashem. So our wealth and our good looks and our good brains and our athletic prowess, all that we have is a gift from Hashem. And it really has nothing to do with us. So what does have to do with us? Hakol bidei shamayim, chutz mi yirah shamayim. What does have to do with us, everything is in the hands of heaven except for the fear of heaven. Our yirah shamayim, our fear of heaven, our decisions that we make, that is really the only thing that is truly ours in this world that's not given to us by Hashem. Hashem has given us bechira chofshis. Hashem gives us free will to make decisions. We have the decision we can make good decisions, and God forbid we can make non-good decisions. And therefore, our real offspring of what we really give over and what we really do in this world is our relationship with Hashem, is our, whether we are an ish tzaddik or not, whether we are tamim or not, and whether we walk with Hashem or not. And this idea is very beautifully highlighted at the end of the Tisha B'Av Haftarah, at the end of the ninth perek of Yirmiyahu. And there the pasuk says, very powerful pasuk, Ko amar Hashem, so says Hashem, Al yisal al-chacham b'chachmaso, the wise man should not be proud of his wisdom. That's a gift from Hashem that has nothing to do with you. V'yisal gibor b'gvuraso, he's so strong, he's so powerful, he's a great athlete. Don't be so proud, that has nothing to do with you either. That comes from Hashem. Al yisal al-oshir b'oshro, and the wealthy man should not be proud of his wealth. That's also a gift from Hashem. All these things are given to us from Hashem. They're not for us to be proud of. We have to be grateful. We have to thank Hashem. We have to use these kochos properly, the way Hashem wants us to use them, because they're gifts that are given to us from Hashem. But that's not truly ours, and that's not what we have to be proud of. So what do we have to be proud of? Continues the pasuk. You know what you have to be proud of? Haskel v'yadoa osi. Our relationship with Hashem. What do we do with all the gifts that Hashem gives us? What do we do with those gifts? If we're doing the right things and we're using it to learn Torah and to increase Torah and chesed and knowledge of Hashem in the world, that's what we have to be proud of. Because everything else is in the hands of Hashem. Everything else is a gift that's given to us by Hashem. It's not what we have. It's what we do with the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. And the pasuk continues again, Kim Bezos is Halal Misalal. This is what you have to be proud of. Haskib Yadoa Osi, your knowledge of Hashem. Kani Hashem Osechesan Mishbat Utsdaka Ba'art Kive Elecha Fatzdi Num Hashem. I want Chesed. I want Mishpat. I want Tzedaka. I want to see what you do with the gifts that I have given you. And that is what Rashi is trying to communicate to us. That our Iker told us what we really do in this world is only the decisions that we make, and everything else we should appreciate is a gift from Hashem. We have to thank Hashem, and we have to be inspired to use those gifts properly. Lahagdil Torah u'lahadira.